WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Northam declares a state of emergency as Tropical Storm Isaias begins impacting our weather today. Our area is under a flash flood watch. A nursing home in Charlottesville reports one of the biggest COVID-19 outbreaks in Virginia, with 17 residents dead. And former students of the University of Lynchburg want to cut ties with Liberty University, citing Jerry Falwell Sr.'s history of bigoted remarks. This is the WMRA Daily from Monday, August 3rd. Governor Ralph Northam has declared a state of emergency in advance of Tropical Storm Isaias, which is expected to begin impacting the state's coastline today. The move allows Virginia to mobilize resources and equipment needed for response and recovery efforts. The WMRA region is under a flash flood watch beginning late this afternoon through Tuesday evening. Rainfall totals of 3 to 6 inches are expected in our area, but higher amounts are possible in some places. Heavy rain tonight and into Tuesday could cause significant flash flooding of small streams and creeks. A nursing home in Charlottesville reports one of the biggest COVID-19 outbreaks in Virginia. WVIR reports that Cedars Healthcare Center confirmed Friday that 17 residents there have died from the disease. Out of 112 residents, 96 have tested positive, and 44 out of 140 staff members have also tested positive for the virus. In Virginia, nearly 9,500 eviction hearings are scheduled through September 18th. Officials are requesting 60-day eviction freezes from both state and local courts. Yasmin Juma with partner station VPM in Richmond reports.
Mayor LeVar Stoney and 7th District City Council member Cynthia Newbill asked Richmond's General District Court this week to halt all eviction-related proceedings, including hearings. They also want the court to stop landlords from filing them during the two-month period and sheriff's departments from being able to carry them out. In a letter last week, Governor Ralph Northam made a similar request of the Virginia Supreme Court. The state also launched a $50 million federally funded rent relief program earlier this month. A spokesperson for the administration says Northam's ask comes in an effort to buy some time for the program to provide financial assistance to those who need it the most.
Yasmin Juma from VPM reporting. The superintendent of Virginia Military Institute said the school will change some of its long-standing traditions, but that will not include removing its Confederate monuments. Multiple buildings are named for Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson and other alumni and faculty who fought for the Confederacy. The Roanoke Times reports that a spokesman for the school said last week that changes will include reorienting flagpoles surrounding a statue of Jackson in front of the barracks and centering them at the new barracks. VMI will also conduct classes in diversity training. Former students of the University of Lynchburg want to cut ties with Liberty University and rename part of a building dedicated to the late Jerry Falwell. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that an online petition has received more than 700 signatures. Former students cite a long history of bigoted remarks by Falwell, who founded Liberty University in 1971. Falwell's name is on a plaque on a new residence hall on the campus of the University of Lynchburg. The University of Lynchburg is a private Christian school with an enrollment of about 2,800 students. Finally today, Richmond police have assigned a security detail to Mayor LeVar Stoney. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the decision revives a controversial practice from two previous administrations that Stoney ended when he took office. But in late June, the mayor's spokesman said police had received credible threats against the mayor since he vowed to remove Confederate statues from the city's historic Monument Avenue. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Monday.